You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That is all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. It's one thing to, you know, decorate your car with the Rudolph nose or the reindeer ears.
I love the wreath on the front grill.
Right.
All right. It's a bold choice.
But if you're driving a Bentley and you decide to throw on those reindeer ears and that nose, that's kind of all I need to know about you.
Are you?
Do you think it's weird? Don't you think that's weird?
I think it's fun, actually.
You do?
Yes. I mean, if that's the CEO, right? Or you've arrived in life, but you're still having fun. I think that's fun. I have no problem with that.
It's like, if you're already driving a Bentley around town,
right.
You already draw attention to yourself.
I understand what you're saying. You're already peacocking as it is.
Right.
Right. Now so you don't need to add a red nose on top of it. Yes, I understand.
I'm driving a $150,000 car, but I went to Walmart and bought this nose.
I get what you're saying. I guess that goes both ways for that.
Right.
On the one hand, I'm like, oh, word, you still go to Target.
Right.
You still go to Walmart. Cool. You know? On the other hand, I'm like, I would never put that on my paint. Like I'm like, oh, if I own that Bentley, I'm living in it. I'm not actually having something that could, rub against the paint or whatever it may be.
Well, let's be honest. You wouldn't be able to afford your house if you bought that car.
That's why I said I'm living in it.
Yeah, exactly. It's now also your apartment. That's all I need to know about you.
I might have to eat the Rudolph nose and the ears after that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to make it. If you complain it's a fake snowstorm the day that the snow starts, and then the next day when it continues to snow, you then complain that it wouldn't stop snowing the next day. That's all I need to know about you.
I just don't understand why people continuously complain about the snow. It doesn't matter what actually going to happen, whether it comes, whether it doesn't come, whether it threatens to come, whether it smells like it's going to come. Somebody always has something to say about it. Like it's weather.
I feel like it's the neighbor that never leaves their house and stares at the window so that they can gossip about the neighbors to their friends or whatever, or smirk or talk to themselves about, can you believe it? Can you do this or can you do that? Like, if you live in New England and you want to argue the weather, there'll be plenty of ammunition.
Right. There's somebody, and somebody will be willing to argue with
you. Yes.
Absolutely.
All the time. Yes.
Yeah. The only thing that's more favorite than that is when people complain about why there wasn't school. You know?
Oh. I told you that it blew up on my Nextdoor app yesterday.
Oh, people love to complain.
Oh, my neighbors were fired up.
My street was fine. Why didn't I have school today? Oh, my gosh. Listen, now I couldn't go to work.
Kids are weak. All right? That's what we know.
Or the streets are really slippery. Maybe not on the street you live on, but maybe two streets down. You got to think of it that way, right?
Oh, my gosh.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. According to rumors, the reason why we hang stockings on the mantle is that in the olden days, the maidens were too poor to afford a dowry. So a bishop would come and throw gold coins down the chimneys of these maidens where they would land into their stockings that were hung over the fire to dry.
That way that someday some man would accept them as a wife?
Yes.
These are terrible things.
Tana and Raven. But
I mean,
nowadays, not so much.
Yeah, don't endorse that one there unless you want to have a Me Too moment.
But here's the thing, is that when you put your stockings up on your mantle or wherever you hang them, because maybe you don't have a fireplace, whatever, there's certain people in your house that certainly do get a stocking, and there are other people in your life that should never receive one, and that brings us to the dilemma that Raven was faced with yesterday.
Listen, there's an etiquette to these things. There's usually a threshold or a milestone, all right? Now, it's not like somebody is knighted with a stocking when they come into your life, but we were faced with the conundrum this year that the kid's got a new girlfriend.
Your son.
Right. He's got a new girlfriend. girlfriend, and we like her. She's a nice girl. It's nothing like about that. But then we started gauging it against who in our past has had a stocking and who has not that has come to our house.
Yeah.
And so there were some questions whether or not this stocking was going to be valid. I put a couple rules on this, to be fair.
Okay.
First off, if she was going to get a stocking, she had to decorate said stocking.
Okay.
So I know you and your family, you have, you know, personalized stockings that you had gotten or whatever.
Yeah, we use the same stockings every year.
Yes.
You don't do that.
Using science, you ordered it on the internet.
Yes.
And you got it. It's not like you sewed them or something
no,
like that.
No, right. I'm not an elf.
Right. But we decorate stockings every year with, like, glitter paint. It's the thing we do.
Okay.
And so I decided that if she was going to get a stocking, number one, she had to decorate said stocking.
Yeah. Right,
there'd be no copying out of that. And the kid, at this point now, the kid only writes his name and then, like, puts the year on it. So he really cops out on it. You must decorate it. I need to see at least three colors of glitter glue on there. You must realize that when we decorate the tree, we're all going to be judged by my wife, too. You have to play along with the little games because my wife is crazy about all these things.
Okay.
Girlfriend did it. This was last night.
So she showed up and she decorated the stocking.
She did. She decorated the stocking.
And then what happened?
She had a nice color usage on there, a good palette usage.
Did you put it on the mantle or not?
It's not on the mantle yet because they have to dry.
Raven.
It takes a little time to dry.
No, how long have they been dating?
They've been dating, it's over 3 months.
3 months. No.
What?
You don't get a
what
stocking.
What did you say, Grinch?
You do not get a stocking on the mantle unless you were born into that home.
Wait.
Or there is some kind of immediate family member you have adopted that child.
What if you saved a life or did some charitable things?
No. Especially not a girlfriend that's only been around 3 months.
Well, if you knew my kid, you'd say there's been some charitable things.
Doesn't matter. Here's how it works in my home. When I was growing up, me, my brother, my sister, my mom, and dad, we all had our stockings,
okay,
right?
Okay, right, because you were born into it.
Right, we were born into the home, into the family.
Into the home, yes.
Yes. Now, my husband comes in. My husband never got a stocking.
Yeah.
When we were married, my stocking became our stocking, and that's how it worked.
But once you got married, so
yeah.
He still doesn't even have his own individual stocking
parents'
home.
Not at my mom's house. At my mom's house, it's
Anna
and Paul's.
He works for them.
He doesn't work for them.
I know, but when they call and they need something, he goes and does it.
That doesn't mean that he works for them.
He's moved a sofa or something in his life, I'm sure.
Would you give Raven's son's girlfriend a stocking?
Anna and Raven, what's your stocking policy at the house?
Our stocking policy is it depends on if you have ever been part of the family. My husband and I raised over 10 foster children. They were with us from 3 months to 4 years, and everyone who spent a holiday with us has a stocking.
Boom.
But what
See
about
that?
The girlfriend?
Son's girlfriend, 3 months. 90-day rule.
These are foster children.
I honestly think 3 months is probably too soon. But
exactly.
If your family makes stockings every year,
yeah.
And that is your family's tradition,
yeah.
Then that is your tradition. Christmas is about traditions, and everyone's is different. So
wow.
If you make stockings every year, and your son's girlfriend is there and makes a stocking, and that's your policy, then she gets a stocking.
Thank you. So glad that I wasn't the kid that only stayed for 88 days. All right? That way I get to celebrate Christmas.
There you go.
1-800-330-9999. What is your stocking policy? Off the air yesterday, Raven was all preoccupied, and I'm like, what's your problem? It's Anna and Raven. And he said, well, you know, my son's got this new girlfriend. They've been dating 3 months, and tonight we're decorating the stockings, and we're having a hard time figuring out whether or not she should get one. And I laughed in his face. I'm like, no.
Right.
That is a sacred thing to have a stocking on a mantle. You don't just get one when you've been dating somebody for 3 months.
Is that what Santa said to people when people came over Santa's house? When somebody was dating, all right, one of Santa's elves,
uh-huh,
would he be like, you know what? No, you're not in yet.
Listen.
Is that what Santa did, you think?
All nope.
Right? Santa didn't do that. Jesus didn't do it. Neither of them would feel good about it.
I mean, my husband is, we've been married for almost 15 years.
Right.
He still doesn't have a stocking unless he was born from the womb.
Well,
he doesn't get a stocking
hanging
out my parents'
house. Used to being a second-rate citizen.
He gets
I'm
one
sorry,
at my
Paul.
House. He gets one at my home.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Right. that's very giving of you, I guess, right?
1-800-330-9999. Well, if somebody was new, like Raven's son's girlfriend, would you give them a stocking on the mantle?
I initially said no because it's too new, but in retrospect, it's the season of giving, so why not? What's it going
to
hurt?
It is the season of giving, and it's just painfully awkward when you're handing out a bunch of stuff to everybody else around them, and it's like, oh, hey, high five, thanks for being here.
She could decorate it. No one was saying she couldn't decorate the stocking.
She can decorate it, but she gets nothing in it?
She can't hang it in your house.
Oh,
it does not how it works.
It'll be a little awkward when, like, everyone else is looking through stockings and she's just going to sit there and watch.
Right, it. Crying. Yeah. Internally crying. And not for nothing, we had an open spot. Two of the cats passed away. We had an open spot.
That's so terrible.
I'm just saying.
The cats died, so now she gets it?
It's just mathematics, all right? This is a perfect spacing for six stockings on the mantle.
Oh. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about the stocking situation?
My mom would never, ever have let any boyfriend have a stocking on my mantle. Ever.
That's
even
because
my
you
husband,
dated terrible people.
He has a stocking now. My husband has a stocking now, but it's not on the mantle. Like, she'll just hand him the stocking on Christmas Day and be like, here's presents, but like, it's not on the mantle.
So your husband, now, even at this point, he's got a shame stocking. That stocking comes from out of the closet or on the ground. It's below your stockings.
Literally below the stocking. And it's just like a small little one. Like mine's like nice and like crocheted or something fancy.
Right.
This is like Walmart.
Do you guys have children?
No.
Oh, okay.
Our dogs have stockings on our mantle, though. So we have five stockings on our mantle.
Because she birthed you, and that means you have the right to the stocking, not random people that come in and out of your life. She's 100% correct, and I believe I'm going to also have that same rule going forward to my children.
Random person in her life. This is her husband. His stocking is on the floor.
You got to kiss a lot of frogs.
His stocking is in the junk drawer until it's Christmas morning. Anna and Raven, what's the stocking policy in your house?
I think in an in-house household where they make a new stocking every year, it's really not that big a deal.
Because your stockings don't matter.
You make the stocking, you get a little something-something at the end of the summer, at the end of the Christmas, you take it with you. You're still around next year, you make another one.
Because his stockings are disposable, because every year he makes new ones.
No, they are like a time capsule inside a sock.
What do you do with them after the season?
They tell a story every time. They're stored.
Are they?
Oh, Alicia stores them. That's the thing, too, is it's like a whole pit. Now, we're just constantly running out of room because there's stockings in a box.
So you ended up giving her a stocking against my better judgment. But the question is, who in your family gets a stocking that's not your immediate blood? 1-800-330-9999.
That woman said her husband's is on the floor and the dogs are on the mantle.
After Raven's son's girlfriend of 3 months was a whole debate whether she should get a stocking on the mantle, our question to you is, who's on your mantle? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Our children are older, and they have had stockings for a very long time. If they have someone that is coming, that's been in their life for a while, that's coming, that's staying overnight Christmas Eve, waking up with us Christmas morning, I put their name on a piece of green or red felt, and I stitch it on the child's stocking, and they share what's in there. But I stitch it on loosely. I stitch it on loosely because if they break up, then I want to be able to remove it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you tell them that? Do you explain that to them as they look at it?
Well, I don't explain that I might remove it, but they know that they share the stocking.
Right. I would put mine, I would get a post-it note, and I would stick a post-it note to the stocking.
That's terrible, like a dry erase board.
Yeah.
Put it on there, and you'd be like, how many people's names have been written on this? Or if you've got like a holy stocking, like how many people have stayed over here at night? Anna and Raven, tell us your stocking policy.
I have three grandchildren and a cat, and they've been in my house. I have, for two of my grandkids. Even I and my husband doesn't have a stocking, but they have a stocking every year. My oldest grandson has a girlfriend of 3 years. She still doesn't have a stocking.
3 years in, the girlfriend does not have a stocking. Your husband. You guys have children and grandchildren, and your husband does not have a stocking, but the cat does.
I don't even have a stocking.
But the cat has a stocking.
My cat, plural.
This is unbelievable.
Who gets a stocking on your mantle? This came up because Raven couldn't decide if his son's girlfriend, that he's only been dating for 3 months, should get one, where I laughed in his face and said, of course not, you silly man.
She's a very, very, very nice girl, and I found out last night she was artistic. One of my rules was she had to decorate it herself. She was on the fence, and I put it in front of her, and she did a good job.
It's Anna and Raven. I think 3 months is... listen... I was married. I've been married 15 years. My husband does not get his own stocking at my mom's house.
Which I find deeply offensive. That is upsetting. He is the father of their grandchildren.
Right. But the kid, my kids get him.
So you're... on top of it, your kids get stockings right. at your parents' house.
Yes.
Paul does not. Your husband, Paul, does not.
No, we share one now. That's the rule. Once you're married, you share a stocking.
Are you mad at him secretly because now half your stocking is actually full with guy stuff?
No, it's stuff for both of us. All right. Lottery tickets and nice. Gift cards to Dunkin' Donuts.
I do like lottery tickets are nice yeah. in the stocking. Yeah. So, I like an Amazon gift card shoved in my stocking.
Absolutely.
Ooh, that's the best.
Yeah. So we asked, like, who's, like, the unconventional person? Like, who gets the stocking on your mantle?
Uh-huh.
Kathy wrote on our Facebook page, no one. We used to put them up when my father was alive.
Yeah.
Sadness. Well, why would you
just
stop
when dad passed? Did dad fill the stockings? No one else could go to the drugstore?
I don't understand.
Nobody else could go to CVS or the gas station? That is sad.
See, I know, it's like a dark turn there.
I mean,
right?
I took down my cat's stocking, but they're both gone at this point. But my dogs have stockings.
Yeah, my dog has a stocking too.
Of course.
Right. So to me, I'm like, your pets can have stockings, but what if they're like Wendy and Bonnie? Wendy has one for her hamster and Bonnie has one for the guinea pigs.
Nice.
How many?
You've met guinea pigs in here before with Raven's Pet Pals. They're festive, okay? And when you get a feisty one, they right. really, really go at it.
But do they deserve their own stocking on the mantle? I guess if your dog gets one, who am I to judge how much you love your animal?
Right.
But when I had my fish didn't get any.
Yeah, yeah. Well, your fish didn't live very long either for that point.
No.
So if we're going by the 90-day rule with the son's girlfriend, it's the same type of thing.
No, Big Guy the goldfish lasts for 5 years, remember?
You know, some hippies, guinea pigs, they use them to, like, mow the lawn. They put one of them little fake fences out there,
yeah.
and they move that around, and they graze over time. So by that account, mm-hmm. would a guinea pig then earn themselves a stocking?
I guess. Lauren wrote, stockings are for those who live in the house. Yes, Lauren, that is what I'm saying. If you live in the house,
yeah.
you get a stocking.
Not enough to be alive in the house, I guess.
No, you have to live in the house. If you live there, that makes the most sense.
Your kids
sense
don't
to me.
Live at your parents' house.
Well, that's different. It's your grandkids. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Who gets a stocking on your mantle?
Okay, everybody gets a stocking. It doesn't matter if they're new, if they're old. If they're new to the family, you welcome them. It's Christmas, 'tis the season. My mom would give a stocking stuffer to anyone that came into our family, if we were dating them or not. It's just the right thing to do. It's really awkward if you're handing out stocking stuffers and you're like, oh, we like you, but not too much right now.
Right, we don't like you enough. Don't like you enough to give you a pack of gum, some M&Ms, and maybe like a razor or a stick of deodorant. I mean, the stocking is not full of, like, it's not AirPods.
It's one thing if you're giving away, like, of course you're going to have a gift for her. You'll have a wrapped gift to give to the girl. But I think to have a stocking with her name on it on the mantle after 3 months is crazy.
Oh, this must have been what it felt like to be a woman who wanted to play golf at a country club in the 60s. Must have felt the exact same way.
You put her name on it and you give it to her and she takes it with her. You don't need to put it back on the mantle.
Oh,
you
know? I see. So you're giving the stocking, but you're saying display this in your area.
Right.
You just did a workaround.
Thank you for coming. Here's your stocking. Take it with you. We're not putting it up.
Get out.
Okay. Deep dark thoughts or a sounding board for the typically insane mom? Most people keep their diary to themselves.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Not Anna's app. Anna's diary on Star 99.9.
Dear diary, I've made a horrible, horrible, expensive mistake. I drank a bottle of wine. No, that's not the mistake. Silly, I love wine. It's the wine I drank. You see, I'm not a super fancy wine drinker. I mean, it could come in a box, a gallon jug, a Carlo Rossi, have a screw top. I don't even care if I have to stomp on the grapes myself. Here's what happened. I was at the liquor store picking up some Christmas gifts, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a bottle of wine that I had opened last weekend. I recognized the label immediately. Now, I have no idea where the wine came from in my house, probably from a friend or a coworker over the years had given it to me. You know, I like to keep my house stocked with wine for any emergency situation. Or a random Friday night when I'm in my onesie pajamas watching Home Alone for the billionth time, which is exactly what I was doing this past weekend. The bottle was priced at, wait for it, $70. $70! What?! Who would spend that kind of money on me for a bottle of wine? Sometimes I drink white Zinfandel. I mean, that's a bottle of wine you open to celebrate a promotion or your kid graduating college or winning Powerball. I don't know. Not for my elf on the shelf jammies on the couch on a Friday. Now I'm in a panic. Someone must have bestowed this prize wine to me, and then clearly I didn't show the proper gratitude it deserved. What a jerk they must think I am. Here I am, accepting their $70 bottle of wine and chugging it like a sorority girl at the corner dive bar that's having a buy one, get one free Coors Light night. They put money into this gift and thought. They should put special stickers on wine so you know how much they cost. Red sticker, under $10. Blue sticker, $20 range. Gold sticker, congratulations! You just got engaged or bought a house. I'm sorry to whoever bought me that bottle. I mean, I enjoyed it, though. Tasted great with my pepperoni pizza.
Oh, there sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's see who called into Santa today.
That's right. It is back, the Anna and Raven Westfield Trumbull Santa tip line. You can call 24/7. Let us know who's being naughty. 203-783-8282. Parents, I don't like to threaten children, but
it's effective.
Yeah. If all you got to say, let's call Santa.
Right.
And let me tell you, the second they start hearing that phone ring and Santa answers and they're like, no!
It's like counting to three.
Right.
It's like counting to three and being at 2.5, 2.75 and threatening Christmas gifts.
Yeah, let's check the voicemail, Raven. Let's see how it was today.
Message received yesterday.
Hey, Santa. It's me, Jose. Do you think it's possible I can get corn stalking this year? Because I have been forgetting and lying about my homework for class, and then I'm also yelling at my friend for no reason. So, do you think it's possible I can find me out of this this year? Thank you.
Message deleted.
Trying to get in front of something with the confession, it only works to a certain age. Jose sounds a little bit grown
for
this type of behavior.
Lying about his homework at 29 years old seems a little bit weird.
Jose, you have a full beard.
Right. Doesn't make sense, Jose.
Tell the truth.
I don't think you're getting anything for Christmas. I'm sorry.
Message received.
Hi, I'm Valentina, and my cousin needs to go on the naughty list because she keeps touching our elf on the shelf. She keeps saying they're not real, and she keeps running to the road at my places for some reason.
Deserted.
And she deserves to be on the naughty list because she go out or else lose their magic. Goodbye.
Message deleted.
Listen. Okay.
Her cousin is getting rid of that magic. Do not touch the elf. Now, my elf, for some reason, has been extremely lazy over the last few days.
He hasn't moved a lot.
No. I was like, I don't understand why he keeps forgetting to move. And then I'm like, I keep saying to my daughter, Hayden, are you touching him?
Yeah.
Are you touching him?
Yeah.
And she says no, but I think it's the baby.
Yeah.
I think when no one's looking, Dakota, my one-year-old, is just sneaking pokes at it.
Playing with fire
right
now. This is why you got to get the in-home camera set up good to go so you can keep a monitor on this stuff. Who knows? You might have a paranormal elf thing going on there.
Yeah.
Scary.
Message received yesterday.
Hi, I want to put my ex-husband, Matt, on the naughty list. He is now in a relationship with my first cousin.
Oh.
And he deserves to be on the naughty list.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Gosh.
Message deleted.
I can't wait to tell Santa that.
First cousin. You divorced your wife and you start dating her first cousin.
Yes.
Seems like, yep, you're going to be on the naughty list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you want to call the Santa tip line, it's 203-783-8282.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Belinda and Alex. Alex, I'd like to start with you. What's going on?
Yes, my wife Belinda and I were just starting some Christmas redecoration. And Belinda has these old family photos that are up in our house. They're very old. All these people are the generations past. They're all dead. There's nobody living that we can actually connect to. Most of them, she's actually never even met. And I was just telling her, I think it's time that we maybe take these photos down. Perfectly fine to keep them. I was just saying, put them in a photo album where she can thumb through it, but just not have them up in our house. And maybe put some more pictures of our family up and our immediate family.
People that are alive.
So that, I mean, you know, and things, you know, trips that we take and moments that are, you know, captured for all of us. So I don't know. That's just kind of my thing.
Things that are more exciting than looking at your great, 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 great grandfather who you've never actually met. and don't know. And for some reason, everybody looks so upset in all those photos from back in the day.
Exactly. They're all very, very serious.
Belinda, what's up with all the photos of your dead family?
Yeah, so first of all, I have met several of them. It's not like I haven't met any of them.
Okay.
Alex probably hasn't.
Well, no, he hasn't, yes. And, like, I mean, yes, there are some people that I've never met, but I think it's super important to remember that we didn't get to where we are today without those people. So the only reason I am who I am is because of my family and what they did for us. And I think it's really important to remember, like I said, that there's more people in this world than just him and I and our immediate family.
She makes a good point.
I mean, she makes a really, really, really nice point.
Yeah.
Your great aunt staring at you in your living room. Maybe there's a better place for her, like the hallway upstairs or the basement.
I find it really... Alex and I have been arguing about this a lot because I just think it's almost disrespectful for him to be like, you know what? I think these photos are weird. Let's not have them out.
I mean, I could understand.
This is way too much guilt for me, man.
I mean, forget your trip to Maui. I need more stats on this because now I'm torn. Belinda, how many pictures are there of deceased family relatives in your house? Like, how many?
So we have a curio cabinet where I have all these photos that are framed sitting on it, and there's probably about 12.
It's the Shrine of the Dead.
It's the Shrine of the Dead.
It's the Shrine of the Dead. It's a curio cabinet. It is the biggest imposing thing going on in that room. And this is the den, the living room? Where is this?
Yeah, it's in our living room.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. What we can do is ask our audience, because this is a tough one. They may agree with you, Belinda. This is your family. This is where you come from. Like, this is special to you, and you keep these photos up in your home on display. But they may see Alex's side, too, where it feels uncomfortable. Maybe you should put pictures of more living or tearing
down. I mean, it's a downer if you guys are having things. Wouldn't you rather look at a photo of your child, your puppy, you know, something like that, your baby, anything?
Yes.
Do you agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Belinda has a shrine of all the dead family members in her house. I'm just going to put it out there. That's exactly what it is.
It's a dozen people in their living room standing down in them from a curio cabinet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sad.
Alex is like, listen, we've had these pictures of all your deceased family members that you barely even know. Forever. Now we're doing all the holiday decorating. Maybe we put them away and we put them away forever. And she says, no, this defines like who I am. These are my family members, my great, great grandparents. He says it's creepy to have dead people looking at him in his living room.
Spread them out, you know, put some in the hall, put some in a different area. When it's all in one spot, I mean, I got to come in and cross my heart every time.
I don't think she wants that. I think he wants them gone. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm kind of on her side, but we have a memorial book in our family, and it's all the little memorial cards, and it goes back all the way to the 1800s. And we call it the Book of the Dead because it's everyone in our family.
I kind of like that idea, but how often do you go through that book?
Actually, I go through it like once a year. I find it very neat. It's the dates and just seeing family history. It's kind of interesting. But ours is a book that's on a shelf. It's not out for display for everyone to see.
I was going to say, it's not on your coffee table and staring at you every day, right? Like, I mean, we have a book of genealogy that my grandmother put together, too, in my house. But, I mean, it's not, you know, again, right there in your living room staring down on you.
But I think they should keep everything, but just find a more private place for it.
Yeah, fair enough. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Alex says he's had enough of his wife Belinda's shrine to her dead family members in his living room.
Right.
I said decorating for the holidays now. He thinks this is the perfect time to get rid of it. She's got like a whole hutch filled with pictures of dead family members. He says it's creepy. Mm. It's right in their family room and it's time for it to go. But she says this is where I came from. These are important to me, these pictures.
Let's be clear here. She's met most of these people.
Not all of them. Like great aunts.
They are not photos of her inexperiences with these people.
No.
And they are all grouped in one place. I mean, you can keep the photos, right? But what about the life that you're in right now? It'd be good to celebrate that. That's just me.
Is she overreacting or is she being unreasonable? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I
agree with both of them. I think a compromise would be to do a collage and just hang it on the wall, make them smaller, and you got all the photos.
Right. Let's make a collage of the dead instead of 12 separate photos of the dead.
I mean, that's a weird thing, too.
And Raven, who side are you on? Collage to me says happiness.
Right.
And Raven, who side are you on?
Well, we're actually a married couple ourselves. I think I'm going with the wife on this one. How about you, babe?
Absolutely not. There should be no shrine of dead people laying around your home.
I mean, it's got to be fun for football creepy Sunday, right?
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I come from an Italian family. While I'm not sold on the curio cabinet, I do myself. I have a lot of family members that I throw up, and I just blend it in with current pictures of my family.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
You know, I think if she really wants to respect those family members, those photos should be placed in a beautiful album, and next to the photos should be a biography of each person and who they were and how they contributed to the family.
Mm. That's nice, and it gives her a little homework to do, too, and learn more about her family. Not the worst idea. I kind of like that.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. I believe in ancestries. It has a lot to do with culture, and it's important to look back at where you came from to know where you're going. However, I think it should be kept in like a photo album, brought out to have special moments. But the living room is the living room for the living.
I like it.
That is right. Like, yep. Look at what I did last year when I was in Cancun. I was living.
The living room is for the living.
I was also tan and far skinnier. Look at how sexy I am.
Hashtag living room for living.
That's right.
Yep.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Alex, our audience agreed with you, but Belinda, we feel like you should be able to keep a few of the really most important ones on display. So you have to be able to narrow it down to like three and then mix it in with people that are alive?
I guess as long as I can keep some, I guess I can compromise.
I think that if you spread them out throughout the home and didn't have them in the central gathering place of your home where all of them are looking on you, I think that that would be less imposing. I have to be honest. I'm sure that you can keep them all displayed somewhere.
Yeah.
Just not together, because then it's like a posse of the dead. It's a
shrine. It's a shrine, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, keep the ones that spark joy in your life.
Oh, all right. Love it.
Marie Kondo.
Or like, are people like your grandparents or people that were close to you, people that were really important in your life?
Again, though, my grandfather was really close with his father, and that man shaped him into who he was, but it's okay. Yes, I'll compromise.
I mean, it's just fantastic that you have a photo of him getting off the Mayflower or starting up that Model T during that first New England winter.
On the horse. Right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@star999.com.
Here he is plowing our driveway with his dog team. Like, just the most random, crazy stuff. I love it. You really got me believing, though, Belinda. It's good.
Allie, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Allie.
All right, Allie, here's how it works. Raven
Thank
is
you.
Walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Ready.
Number one, Rob Gronkowski was seen buying his Christmas tree with his girlfriend, Camille Kostek, here in Connecticut at Winterberry Farm in Killington. What NFL team did Gronk play for?
The Patriots.
Okay, number two, Scarlett Johansson returns for the first Black Widow trailer. In 2004, Scarlett gave her voice to which animated movie starring a yellow sea creature?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Number three, Britney Spears turned 38 this past Monday. What 1992 TV show did she perform on before she was a Mickey Mouse Club member? It was hosted by Egg McMahon.
I have no idea.
Number four, the most streamed artist on Spotify in 2019 is a singer-songwriter, rapper that has Always Tired tattooed on his face. Who is it?
Oh, my goodness. Don't know.
And number five, America has a possible French fry shortage due to a poor potato harvest. 7% of the potatoes grown in America are sold in this fast food restaurant. Which one is it?
McDonald's.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
All right, how'd she do?
She got 3 out of 5, Allie.
3 to 5 is pretty impressive. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Rob Gronkowski was seen buying his Christmas tree with his girlfriend, Camille Kostak, here in Connecticut at Winterberry Farm in Killington.
Right.
What NFL team did Gronk play for?
Are you serious? The New England Patriots, of course. No, you can still come back, Gronk. Next year, it's still come back.
Number two, Scarlett Johansson returns for the first Black Widow trailer. In 2004, Scarlett gave her voice to which animated movie starring a yellow sea creature?
A yellow sea creature. 2004. I'm going to guess Finding Dory.
That's incorrect. It's SpongeBob.
Oh, that was going to be my guess, actually.
Number three, Britney Spears turned 38 this past Monday.
Yeah.
What 1992 TV show did she perform on before she was a Mickey Mouse Club member? It was hosted by Ed McMahon.
Star Search, the best.
That is correct.
So did JT.
Yep. And Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
Number four, the most streamed artist on Spotify in 2019 is a singer, rapper, songwriter that has Always Tired tattooed on his face. Who is it?
Post Malone.
You guys are tied.
Worst tattoo ever.
Very successful years. Well. I feel like I should also have Always Tired tattooed on my face.
You think that would make you all of a sudden a crossover star for every format?
Yeah, duh. Then I could rap. Number five.
No, it's going to take more work than that for your rapping.
My rapping skills are off the hook.
No.
America is possibly facing a French fry shortage.
What?
It's a poor potato harvest, they're saying.
What?
7% of the potatoes grown in America are sold in this fast food restaurant.
I'll just guess McDonald's.
That's right. I'm sorry, Allie. Raven beat you 4-3 this morning.
This is Allie from Norwalk, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time.
All right, we got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.